Hey, Matt and Dustin, it's your good friend Braun from Macedon. How you doing? Hey, what's going on? Jerry Jonestown Massacre Podcast, 7 years? Jeez, that's a lot of talking. Oh my God, I don't know what I would do.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
This episode of the
Jerry Jonestown Massacre
is brought to you by
Geist Note
and Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Live from the Temple of I, it's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre!
Show number 449.
Wow.
It is Tuesday, November 30th.
You are excited.
21. I was excited.
Good.
Happy Tuesday, Susie.
Happy Tuesday, Dustin.
Happy Tuesday, Fake Bono.
Happy Tuesday, Dustin.
Happy Tuesday, Woke Thomas.
Happy Tuesday, Susie Ramone.
Wait, we're already giving that away? Like he's not Bono anymore?
Well, I mean, he can only be Bono for a few seconds because the glasses are messing with his eyes.
Can he? I mean, what if we just... Does he freak out?
Hey, Jay Smith, it is Giving Tuesday.
Do you just suddenly start bobbing back and forth on the... Like you're on stage and kind of just being loose? All right, there's enough of that or we'll get sued.
Yeah. I'm not going to dance like he does in mysterious ways.
Well,
are you sure?
Not enough room in here.
There can be. There can
be. Or discotheque. Yeah.
I'll give you a discotheque. So, tonight's weird because Matt canceled last minute.
Stubbs?
Yes, Matt Stubbs canceled last minute, and I think it's because he's over at Dickie's Arena.
Why is he there?
For the 106.1 Kiss FM Jingle Ball.
Shut up. He is not at the Jingle Ball.
And I think he went over there as Lil Nas X's date.
Oh my gosh, I would be so jealous. I want to be Lil Nas X's date.
I don't think you're in the right demographic.
I know. I'm not in the right demographic, but I could still be a good wing woman for him.
I guess you could.
Oh my gosh, he's so cute and little.
He's the only one on there I know. On the whole lineup.
I haven't seen it. I didn't even know that was happening tonight. I didn't know Jingle Ball was still a thing.
Doja Cat?
Oh, I love Doja Cat.
You didn't like how I said Doja?
No.
I know it's Doja Cat.
Yeah, Doja, not Dojo.
Dixie D'Amelio?
I don't even know the words you're saying.
I don't know that person.
How about
either.
AJR?
A jar?
AJR or JAR?
That's what happens if you don't shut your car door.
JAR is a jar.
No, but JAR is a band as well.
Bazzi?
What?
Bazzi.
This is another person on the lineup? Person, yeah, no, don't know.
Yeah, not Fozzy, but the Chris Jericho's band.
The McRae? Wrestler.
Nope. Do you know these people?
No, I don't listen to Kiss FM. The only person I know is Lil Nas X because he stole a Nine Inch Nails song and made it a giant hit.
Oh,
he's so
yeah, that guy.
Cute.
Yeah.
He is so cute.
And then the kid, Lori?
Nope.
Mm-mm. I have no idea who these people are. I don't listen to Kiss FM.
I don't listen to Kiss FM either.
I'm not 13 years old.
True. True,
I need
true,
to
true.
Listen to pop music.
Talk about pop music.
Doobie-doobie-doo-wop.
Pop
music. M. That was the name of the group.
I thought it was U2 again. They sampled it.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
You too sampled that song?
Uh-huh.
I never
the beginning
knew
of Pop-Mart.
I never knew that.
Yeah, they came out to it. Hmm. A weird remix of it on that Pop-Mart tour. In which another weird opener, Rage Against the Machine, made no sense, but whatever. Political bands, they hang out together.
Yeah, they do.
They do stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, keep going.
So, this was, that's all. That's all
that's
at the Jingle Ball.
Okay,
so
don't
I think that's where Matt is. And I think that's where Ian went.
Ian McKenyon, Mr. Garage Brush.
Ian McKenyon and the Coffee Pot Boys were all supposed to come in tonight to talk about Coffee Pot Films. And what they're up to, what they're doing, and what's going on in their world. And I think they all went to Jingle Bell together.
Jingle Bell.
Jingle Bell.
They might have.
Yeah, I think they all did. They all went as Lil Nas X's entourage.
Entourage, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could see that.
Trying to get in with that crew. Got to get some cred.
Yep.
For their film production company.
They're going to start making videos for him.
They already make music videos now, so I don't see why not.
With the devil's blood. Or is that already played out?
I don't know.
His blood inside Nikes?
Yeah, they could do the devil's blood stuff.
I thought you were going the Charlie Daniels route, like a fiddle of gold against your soul.
No, you didn't see all this problem Lil Nas X caused when he released a limited edition of Nikes with his blood in them?
No, that's fucking worse than the single copy of the Wu-Tang album that Martin Shkreli, the Big Pharma douchebag, got.
I don't think he has it anymore.
Did he? Did he actually sell it?
What's that band from Oklahoma City? You know,
the Flaming Lips.
Yeah, the Flaming Lips. They did all those ones with the blood inside the albums.
Yeah.
Actual blood? Or
yeah,
just printed?
Actual blood inside the albums.
And then John 5 had a blood guitar.
I didn't know that.
A plexiglass guitar full of pig's blood.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah.
That he played when he was with Zombie.
I never
Your
knew
Your boyfriend.
That.
Love that guy.
Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
Yeah. Daniel Huffman. I'm trying to think of what his band's called. He's that one-man band guy that was playing at Mass that one night. He's the one who pressed all those albums with the blood.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Road Soda?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Not him. Okay.
Crap, what is his band called? I have to look it up.
Yeah.
You said one-man band. That's who came to mind.
Talk amongst yourselves.
There's a lot of one-man bands around here.
Mm. Not mine. We're a two-person. We're a duo.
Y'all graduated. Mm-hmm. Y'all multiplied.
Well, actually, we graduated from a trio down to a duo.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to call us a graduation. I mean, hell, you guys were both at my show on Saturday.
Yeah. Yes, we were.
So was your old third.
Yeah. I'm surprised that he even came.
For like two songs.
Or like half the set. I don't know what point he left. But it was good to see him again, though. It's actually his first time he's been out since his second kid was born.
Since his nodules?
Yeah,
since his voice miraculously got better?
Well, I mean, that too, I guess.
I was gonna
as far
ask,
as I know.
I was going to ask him how his nodules were when I saw him on Saturday, and then I didn't get to actually see him.
I didn't know if I was going to be able to talk to him or if I was going to have to use sign language. Wait, he's not deaf.
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
He'd have to sign to me, right? What do mute people do? Do they sign?
Mute?
Yeah, they can.
Yeah.
They can, or they can write.
Oh, that's why, what's his name, in Legends of the Fall carried a chalkboard around his neck so he could... But that was after a stroke.
That was after a stroke.
Anthony Hopkins.
I haven't seen that movie in years.
You haven't?
Gosh. Mm.
You should watch that once a month.
Why, for inspiration?
Just remember how sexy Brad Pitt is.
Ooh.
Prime of his career.
Like even, what about, I was going to say Interview with a Vampire.
That might
be Cool World.
New Fumes.
New Fumes.
God, it took me way too long to find that.
New Fumes. Anyway.
New Fumes.
Yeah, it was a crazy week this week. We had Thanksgiving. How was everyone's Thanksgiving?
It was a whole lot of fun. Both my daughters came over to watch the Thanksgiving Day parade, and then I went out to my pal Andrea's house.
You know how much the parade I watched? None.
How much? Why?
I forgot all about it.
It was on my TV just as background noise, but I was busy prepping.
For
Thanksgiving at my house.
Oh, yeah. Did you have a good crowd?
Yeah, like 15 or 16 people total.
Oh,
well, I actually had it twice, so it was really more Sushi's family. Because,
you had it twice?
Well, yeah, because her parents are divorced, her mom comes on Thanksgiving Day, and then the next day, it's all the same people except minus her and her husband, and then her dad comes.
So wait a second.
Sushi's dad comes
over. Wait a second. Tap the brakes here. Part of her family gets to enjoy Thanksgiving dinner twice?
Yeah.
What kind of miraculous, cool world is this?
It's the world that existed at Castle Fujiwa.
I want two Thanksgiving dinners, back to back.
Well, the second day was our leftovers that we just warmed up back in the oven, mind you.
Oh, so whoever comes on the second day gets shafted. They don't get the fresh stuff.
Yeah, so her dad got shafted, yeah. Sorry, Glenn.
Sorry, Glenn. Danzig.
Yeah.
Glenn Heath III.
Oh, let's see. I was looking at, yeah, that's not, that doesn't matter. I need to turn this off.
Okay.
Or else we're in here dings the whole time.
Yeah, turn it off.
Well, I went to the Cowboy game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your traditional Thanksgiving day.
7 years is what I figured it up to be.
So yeah, sounds right. Did they serve dinner this time? Because typically then last year it was like sandwiches in a box.
We had, no, yeah, because last year because it was the whole
fire
COVID
fest
crowd.
Right.
So what fire festival?
No, fire fest style. You said sandwiches in the box.
Oh, yeah.
No, so this year they brought out the whole spread again, and mm-hmm. we all got to line up and get our turkey and ham and the world's best macaroni and cheese.
Oh, I thought he was going to say banana pudding. I was about to kick his ass like hard.
No.
The world's best macaroni and cheese, really?
Macaroni and cheese. Everybody on the team craves this. And I thought we were all just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Until Channel 8 did a story about it. And that's really? When you know it becomes legit.
And what's the secret? Do you know? Is it bacon? Is it breadcrumbs?
No. It's white truffles.
Oh, not my favorite.
Mac and cheese at AT&T Stadium is a special mac and cheese. A unique mac and cheese made nowhere else on earth. It is a rare mac and cheese.
If you make a list of the 25 best mac and cheeses you've ever had,
I don't know who
this
that is.
One is 1 through 15.
Expertly crafted by Legends Hospitality.
You don't know who Brad Sham is?
Nope.
I don't know who he is either.
Sounds like a sham to me.
Well, fuck you for living here your whole life, and I give you half credit for living here a third of your life. He's the voice of the Dallas Cowboys on the radio network.
Oh, okay.
And
is he on WBAP or what?
On 105.3, I think. Whoever carries the live games.
Okay.
A company co-founded by Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, the Truffle Mac and Cheese is the golden goose of the stadium suites, private events, and the press box.
It's at the top of my list.
There's nothing that even comes close to the mac and cheese.
It's life-altering.
I often fill my whole plate with mac and cheese. I literally can't stop. Sometimes,
I'm telling
you, not only do I have it pregame, but I go searching for it at the half. It's a problem.
Fucking addicts. Well, at least she is.
They came and took our mac and cheese when we were running around pregame doing all our stuff. And we came back to before the game started so everybody could change and get ready to go out.
Mm-hmm.
Again, everybody usually grabs a little bit of something else to eat. And our mac and cheese was gone, and I thought there was going to be a riot.
Wow.
I thought we were going to burn the stadium down right there.
Did you guys get it back?
No, we have no idea why they took it. We had some left over. And someone took it.
Wait, was it only the mac and cheese that was left?
No, it was the stuffing, the ham, the turkey.
Okay, so did they take only the mac in, or
only
did they
the
take
mac.
Everything?
They took only the mac.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
We were pissed.
What?
Yeah.
Somebody must have wanted some. That was higher up than you.
You'll see all of it. They make 10 tons of this stuff for Thanksgiving.
I'm sure they did.
But you'll see all of it. We all go through the line, and then when people go back for seconds, it will usually be just a plate of mac and cheese.
Wow.
Yeah. It's magical. And they won't say what the recipe is.
But the one secret that they do give out is white truffle oil?
That is put in the breadcrumbs that's crumbled on top. Dude, do you make that face all you want? You don't taste the truffle oil. But there's something with that cream and the cheese.
Okay.
It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good.
I think my problem with white truffle, anything, truffle oil, anything, is people are too heavy-handed with it.
No, this is right.
And you said it's pretty subtle.
Because really wouldn't have known that truffle was in it at all.
Okay.
If they wouldn't have said something about it.
Hey, look, Johnny Govea. I like mac and cheese, but
hey, Juan.
See that as concession stand food for real. Hey, I don't think it is concession stand. It sounds like it is box seats.
They have two concession
stands. Box.
Two certain concession stands serve it, and that's
okay.
It. But everybody else, it's all for VIP.
But you know what they could do, Johnny, that would be really super delicious for the concession stands is do macaroni and cheese, like deep fried mac balls.
I've had those too.
That would be really delicious.
Well, let me get a hold of what's his name's dad.
Could you please?
The rapper that we don't like. Or we shouldn't have on the show. What's his name?
His name is, oh my gosh, I could totally see his face.
It's not Post Malone, is it?
I'll yell at Post. I see Post Malone's dad all the time.
It'd just be like, sir, could you make mac and cheese balls?
Austin Post, that's his real name.
Because he's over all the food stuff. And I'll be like, hey, listen, I got an idea.
See, Johnny
agrees
with me.
Take that mac and cheese. Let's fry it. We'll make some mac balls.
Yep.
We'll make some mac balls and we'll roll with it. It is, I mean, you've got like 30 people through this 4-minute bit that Channel 8 did, all saying, even people from out of town, like...
They come to town for this game to eat that mac and cheese.
They talk to the other press guys.
Are you telling me that had I taken up the offer of free tickets to the game, I could have gone to a concession stand and had this macaroni and cheese? Would I have known about it beforehand so that I could have made that choice?
I could have told you, or I could have muled you some out, or you could have just come down to the locker room and grab some.
I do like going down to the locker room. I always feel like a badass.
You can mule some.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I could have had some. Dang it. I guess next year.
Yeah. There's always next year.
Yeah. Hopefully Jenny will be giving out some free tickets.
Or there's two more games this year.
Wait. They make the macaroni and cheese on the other games? They make it every game?
Yeah. They make it every game.
Oh, I thought it was only for Thanksgiving.
No.
That's what I thought too.
They make it for the suites and VIPs every game. Now, we only got it for this Thanksgiving because it was Thanksgiving. They brought it to the locker room, but we have put in request for it every game.
Okay, well, I mean, if it's going to be another game of it, then let me know and I'll go.
Yeah, it's and if not, there's two concession stands. I know where they are. Let's serve it.
Okay. Every game. Okay.
They have it. They don't make it as much as they do. On Thanksgiving, I think everybody gets
it. So you probably need to go first thing to that concession stand, get the mac and be on your way.
You know what? I don't know how many they make a game because from what I know, I think the suites put out a list of what they want before the game. You know, like a few days before the game, they send them out something. Like, what do you want in your suite? You know, as far as drinks,
hookers and blow?
Beer, hookers, blow, and food.
Gotcha.
I think it's kind of set up that way so they know what to cook. But yeah, it is the world's best mac and cheese. Even the out-of-town media says the same thing.
Interesting.
Other than that, the game sucked. Now, the game was fun because it was so close.
I was pleasantly surprised at how close we got. I say we like I'm a Cowboys fan. How close the Cowboys got. They tied it back up. Yeah. I did not think that was going to happen. I didn't think that they were going to lose by like a landslide, but I did not think that it was going to be go into overtime and be decided by a kick.
There's too many people hurt. There's too many people on COVID. And now this week, like the entire coaching staff has COVID. So this will be fun on Sunday. I don't even know who the head coach is going to be.
Jerry Jones announced who it was. It's the offensive coach, maybe.
Is it Little Boy Blue? Little Boy?
Maybe
little
he's
boy,
got like a white goatee.
Little Boy Pants?
I don't even know who the coaches have been since Jason Garrett was let go.
Jason Garrett was let go again.
Oh, they brought him back?
No.
What?
The Giants let him go.
Oh.
They don't
I was talking about when he was coaching for the Cowboys.
Oh, Dan Quinn is going to be there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I hadn't even paid attention or kept
You see this? You see how like entrenched I've become into the Cowboys? I know that
you're like super fan.
Dude, that's the worst. I don't even like the Cowboys at all. Oh, it's time for me to get ready for bed.
All right. Well, good night.
Good night. See?
But that was on Thanksgiving
see
Day.
Shelley has.
The night before Thanksgiving Day, you went to something I wanted to check out, and I want to know how this went. Because I haven't really talked to you about it.
Yeah. So.
It's bands playing the band.
Yeah. So at the fire pit on Saturday, Anna was telling us that there's a Friendsgiving that happens at Ton's Falafel Club, pub, whatever it's called.
Interesting.
Yeah. On Bowen.
I'm not going to spoil it.
What? I told you about this show.
And. She was like, it's a Friendsgiving. It's a small gathering of people.
Oh,
and,
wait. Okay, I know where you're going.
And
with this.
I was like, okay, cool. So she's like, they start playing music around 10 o'clock. So I was like, okay, around 10 o'clock, I'll go. She's like, I'll be there about 9:30. So I get there between 9:30 and 10. The parking lot is full.
Well, there's like seven spots.
Oh, I know. It's a very small parking
lot.
Yeah,
the place probably used to be a 7-Eleven at some point.
The parking lot is full. Everything around it is full. I go to the apartments next door because I'm like, well, maybe I could park here. And then I see that there's a towing sign. So I was like, well, I can't park here. And so I'm trying to get in touch with my friend. And I'm like, okay, I think I'm just going to go home. And then I see people parked across the street at a little Quickie Mart walking over. And I was like, oh, okay, let me go and park over there. Wasn't totally sure where to park over there, but I figured it out.
And that's like a rape land almost.
I was very nervous.
Those apartments over there are sketch.
I was very, very nervous the entire time.
Well, yeah.
But Tons I walk.
Fall is kind of sketch in itself, but.
I walk in. And the place is packed. It is, what's the phrase? Nut to butt?
Nut to butt.
People. It's packed.
Celebrating that COVID's been defeated?
I was all, holy crap, I thought this was a small gathering of friends. And I was like, I don't totally understand what's happening here. And I see Tom Urquhart and Chris Bellamy. And they're like all excited. Then they're like, oh my gosh, you're here. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing here? And so then I see my friend Preston. I see Mika. I see everybody except for Anna. And I was like, has anybody seen? I'm asking everyone, have you seen Anna? Have you seen Anna? Have you seen Anna? And
or me.
Apparently. What?
Or me.
What about you?
I wasn't there either.
Oh, yeah. But I knew you weren't going to be there.
Yeah.
So apparently everybody was like, oh, she's here. So I go outside to the smoking area to see if I can find her. Cannot. Came in with a contact high.
The back area.
Yes. Yeah. Come back in, don't see her, run into John Stevens, Tyler's husband. She's working the bar. He's playing. And I'm like, have you seen Anna? Like, he knows who Anna is. So anywho, I finally find her and I was like, what is happening here? Like, there's all these musicians. They're swapping places on stage. I don't know what's going on. And she's like, okay, there's this.
You just walked into an orgy.
Exactly. We all take off our clothes at midnight. And so she said there is a movie from the 70s that Martin Scorsese directed, produced something called The Last Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a movie about the band.
Take a load off, Annie.
Yeah, that band.
Yeah.
So they attempt this group of musicians, and there's like 15 of them, and they rotate on and off, and they know what songs they're supposed to play and what songs they're not supposed to play. There's different singers that come on stage, but they attempt to recreate the soundtrack of the movie throughout the night.
It's a concert movie. The Last Waltz is.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like what he did for the Rolling Stones with...
Yeah, Shine a Light.
Yeah.
I used to have that on DVD.
It's kind of the same thing he did, and I think, if I remember right, it was done... It's a Thanksgiving Day concert.
The Last Waltz is a Thanksgiving Day concert?
Yeah, so that
makes sense.
Yeah.
It so, all adds up. But anyway, I had no idea. I didn't know that I knew so many band songs, the band songs. No clue. I thought they were a backup band. Shows what I know. But I had a lot of fun. I made friends with people out in the smoking area. I couldn't tell you their names.
Let's see here.
What else?
Is that really a smoking area or just a
free-for-all area?
No,
it's a free-for-all area.
Dispensary out there.
I don't know. It could be a dispensary out there. Who knows? But yeah, you know, it was a good time. I think it was probably around midnight, maybe a little bit after that, I was like, all right, I gotta go home. I'm tired.
Well, that's pretty great.
Yeah. So it was great. The musicians were fantastic. Jack Bellamy got up there and played guitar. I ran into Big Mike Richardson and got to hang out with him for actually quite a little while. And I, you know, dig that dude.
Mm-hmm.
Ran into Susan, Chris Bellamy's partner. And I can't think of her last name, but ran into her and got to chat with her for a little bit. Saw Lindsay Bales and Rob Owens. Rob is in Siamese Hips. Yeah. So got to hang out with them for a little bit. Saw Sammy and Allie and Brandy and the drummer for Uncle Toasty. Hung out with them for
Mike
a little
Serdell.
Bit. Yeah, Mike Serdell.
You said that and looked at me.
Yeah.
Because you listened to my show and realized I forgot his name. I've gotten shit about that from more than one area, by the way.
So, yeah. So it was a good time. I saw a whole lot of people that I knew, which surprised me because I've heard of Tonfoffel.
That's a way to say it.
Because Lindsay and Tyler both work there, so they say come visit during happy hour or whatever. But
Tonfoffel.
Yeah.
Tonfoffel, yeah. Which is either Deutsch or Niederlands.
It's neither. It's
an
acronym.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
For there ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
Hmm.
Because I thought it was like Swedish or something too.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, some Germanic language. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty genius,
right?
Well, we're gonna come back to that spot in a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know if you were gonna retell it since you had the 0.5 where you talked about it the other day.
No, I'm not gonna retell it. I'm just gonna say we wound up there, but. Because I'm not going to get anything. We'll get to that here in a minute. But then on
Friday,
Black Friday.
Yeah.
Not only did we get the bomb that Omicron is going to kill us all, but also the Jet Noise played.
Yes.
Yes.
With Bruce Magnus and the Red Admirals.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At Growl.
And it was cold as ballsack.
Yeah. We didn't know that. None of the bands knew that we were going to be playing outside till we got there, literally. Yeah, yeah, I already went on a rant about that on my show.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think that
it was cold as shit.
And it dropped at least 2 degrees after you guys left.
Wow. I realized later that man who was here with the Red Admirals, not the lead singer guy, but the other dude that was on your show, I was giving him stink face the entire time. But I think it was because he was... kept interrupting you. Yeah, when you were talking about Ronnie Hart and the stuff that was going on with him, and he kept going, but what about the guy from... Who was it?
What about Steven Tyler?
Oh, yeah, Steven Tyler. And I realized it later. I was like, man, I was giving that guy stink eye the whole time. Because I remember thinking he looked at me like, what? but that was probably
Steven
it.
Tyler.
Yeah, because I was just angry. I was a little ball of anger when I saw that person. I was like, ugh. So, anyway. But I enjoyed my beer.
Yeah. Had some beer and then bolted because it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
I hate being cold like that. Was not prepared for that at all. Like, the sun... It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
A beautiful day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Put the glasses back on.
It's a beautiful day. Even better than the real thing.
It was great. And then when it got dark, it got cold fast.
It did.
Yeah.
To our dismay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that was Friday.
Yeah. Hey, I know you posted a while ago about like looking for a vocal coach. Did you get a vocal coach?
I've been doing vocal exercises. I actually signed up for... something called Skillshare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 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 Awesome. Well, you sounded great.
Oh, thank you.
So, and I know you were a little bit nervous about it or something.
Well, no, the cold weather didn't do any.
I wanted to tell you. Yeah, you did great.
Thank you. Yeah, it was the cold weather that just didn't do me any favors
and
for my voice.
It was super fun.
I usually drink hot tea before too.
Yeah. When it's cold and your balls shrink, you kind of get a little higher pitch. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm singing Stick It.
So does Ainsley, was that the first time that she had heard some of those songs? Like, how did she feel about
everything? No, because some of those songs is also on my RoboTuner soul album, Greetings. Uh-huh. And so those she was familiar with, but the ones that we've written as a duo, as the Jet Noise, those are the first time she's heard them.
All right.
I can't believe she drank as much as she did.
Dude. Girl's a lush.
Orange juice? Yeah, I know.
She was just slamming beers.
She's the cutest. Oh, man. She's so cute. It was so much fun to see her. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's fun
to
jack with her.
It was fun to jack with you about her. He's like, yeah, this Thomas's kid. She looks just like him. She's probably just as fucking weird, too.
Oh, man.
No, he didn't say that. I was just putting words in his mouth.
No, she had a lot of fun. I was like, I'm going to hug her. She might not like hugs, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, she does.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah,
she was fine. Yeah.
Yeah, she remembers
so cute.
You.
Yeah. So it was great. I had a good time.
Then on Saturday, we went and saw Mastodon.
Yes.
Which there's a full review of that and all the other bullshit that happened that night on, there's a 0.5 show floating around out there on YouTube that you can go find and hear. Stubbs and I decide to do a drunk 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it was between 3 and 4 a.m.
podcast.
Which almost turned out to be a 0.5 on Roboter's Insignificant podcast, because you guys tried to asked if I would be up for it if I opened up the dungeon, because you had to take me home first.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I said, no thanks, guys. I'm tired. I just want to go to bed.
Well, that's a good idea, because once we turned off the microphones, Matt and I passed out in here.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was kicked back. We were sitting here talking, listening to some music, and next thing I know, I was out and came to it about 6. It was like, what the heck? So we fell asleep in here, and Stubbs thinks we got asphyxiated by the heater. He thinks we got carbon monoxide poisoning and passed out.
Shit.
It's an electric heater. Oh, okay. I was like, wait, what?
My heater's electric, too, in the dungeon.
What? Johnny, Dustin, what's up with the spectacle? People need to know.
People do need to know. What's going on with the spectacle?
No one needs to know. It will be unleashed on the world when the time has come. The record's being mixed. It's done.
Yeah.
It's being mixed. It's now, being mixed right. by Eric Delagarde. He's got to take care of, you know, some major names as he runs a giant studio.
Yeah, he does.
But as soon as it's mixed and done, it will be unleashed on the world. Now, you stick around for later in this show, there's some Uncle Toasty talk, too.
Ooh.
So, yeah. Sunday, did you do your show on Sunday? You did.
I did do my show on Sunday, and we've got a system in place now so that we're no longer late with posting. Ivy uploads it as soon as she's done, and then I go in on Tuesday morning and release it to the world.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was good. It was a fun show. I hope people liked it. Fort Worth Famous. It's on Podbean, all the different Apple Music, whatever. We have a good time. We've decided that we do need to have a podcast meeting, though, and actually get back to the stuff that makes Fort Worth famous.
it's about time. Everything's opening back up.
Everything's opened back up enough that we can start doing some stuff.
I got a lot of Fort Worth news coming up.
Do actually. You? In your show notes here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Not really.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to have the – you're going to fill in for Matt's segment.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Okay.
Questions of Fort Worth.
Right. Okay. I'll be
toss that to you.
I will be the expert on Fort Worth.
On Fort Worth questions.
For this. Yeah, but
there's a lot of questions that have come down, and people need help.
Yeah. So also Saturday, I forgot to mention, was Katie's 26th birthday. My little daughter. My baby.
Happy birthday, Katie.
Your baby.
Yeah. My little baby. And so I did this post.
So you had your first kid when you were 13?
I did, basically. And okay. then one every 2 years.
Okay.
So I am
13, 15, 17.
Yeah.
All before you're illegal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
what
I did
was
this.
That sound?
I did this post like for Katie's birthday, and in my head, I had a plan for the post. It was kind of my favorite pictures that she has posted over the last year, along with my favorite little baby pictures of her, like where she's eating the cake and stuff. So one of my favorite pictures is of her showing her engagement ring.
Yeah,
and
I saw that.
It's so cute and stuff. Well, people are like liking and commenting on just the ring picture. And
I think it's yours.
So I was like worried. I was all, is this picture showing up like by itself? Like, I know that it links back to the post because it's like, you know, so-and-so liked this picture on Susie's post, and the post is like blue, so you can
engaged.
Click on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm engaged. So I did,
awesome.
I asked an impartial third party, my friend Bob Romans. I was like, hey, I noticed that you like this picture, and this might seem a little bit weird, but did this come up like solo, or did it come up as part of the post? And he's all, no, it came up solo. He's like, I totally thought you were engaged. And I was like, no man could tie me down, but yeah,
it did appear that way, but I knew it was Katie's.
Yeah, so know? I was like, I would, but in my original post I was gonna say, here's some of my favorite pictures from the last year, including, you know, Katie getting engaged and this and that and the other, and then that all flew out of my head when I was writing the post, actually. So oh well. Anyway, no, I'm not engaged. That's Katie's hand.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
pretty awesome that that backfired.
Oh, it totally backfired. I was like, ugh, Susan. I should have thought to... And then I was like, maybe I should go edit the post. Maybe I should edit the photo to be like, this is Katie's engagement. But like when my friend was all, congratulations. I was like, I replied to him and I was like, yeah, it's been a very big year for her, like for Katie. So I was hoping that other people would see that because it was the first comment on the photo. But no, but everybody thought it was me. So, yeah.
Well, tell them you're registered.
See if I can get some presents.
Get some gifts out of it.
Yeah, I like it. I
get
like
some
it.
Stuff you need.
I want one of those Traeger grills.
There you
I
go.
I want, like, yeah.
I'm registered here. Go get me something.
Yeah. I need a doggy door.
Yeah. Just start putting
doggy
shit
door
in there.
For Buddy.
Yeah, for Buddy.
Just put a bunch of stuff in there and see if you start getting
flipping
it.
Funny. Make an Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of which.
For you guys, for my engagement here.
Did you guys know I got a cat?
Yes. Yeah, Shelly was telling us, and then I saw the pictures.
Yeah, it wasn't my idea.
It was Ainsley, right?
It was my daughter, yeah. She got it from her best friend, and God, he's so damn cute.
Yeah.
So does he stay there, or does he travel
no,
with
no,
her?
He's our cat. Yeah.
Oh, he's your cat.
Yeah, he's our cat.
Yeah.
So she comes and sees it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
His name's Goro. Yeah.
Goro. So Shelly...
Like Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. Shelly said that you... We're like, absolutely not. And then you walked in the door and you're like, hey, kitty. And like, you guys are best friends now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't stop him from jumping up in my lap while I'm working.
Aw. No one can resist Goro.
Look at you, pussy magnet.
Oh. Too easy.
That one was pretty easy. Oh, crap. So... You got everything laid out for it?
Yeah, I got it. A
little
just the
place for it to play and all
you
that
got
crap.
The little fishing pole
got
with
a cat,
toy on it?
We ordered a cat tree today, yeah, for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just wait. It'll get older and then it won't care
a kitty
anything
condo.
About you.
Oh, I know. I've had senior cats before. I've actually had one die on me, too.
Whoa.
Well, my last cat that I owned,
that
yeah,
went dark.
Passed away, yeah.
Pussy killer.
Whoa. Too soon, dude. Too soon.
No, it was over. It was 10 years ago. So
still too soon.
Okay. Thought it was pretty easy, too.
Yeah. It's just something I didn't expect, but yeah, he's great.
How many cats have you had?
In my life?
Yeah.
This makes my fourth or fifth.
Not eight.
Total.
So no octopussy.
Nope.
Wow.
Well, keep this going all night.
Man.
Have any of them been black?
One, actually, one of them was. One of them was, yes.
They play sledge battle.
But I didn't have them all at once,
oh,
but that...
Man.
They had to change their name.
But if I did, they'd be pussy galore.
Ah!
I had a black and white cat called Chum.
What y'all do? Feed it to the ocean?
No.
Raise it
to
feed
the sharks?
It to sharks?
No. But that was why it was called Chum. Was because it was, you know, because I lived at the beach.
Oh, okay.
We call him Chum.
So you're just going to toss him in there one day?
No.
Like old chums, like buddies, friends?
Yep.
Hey, Chum.
Yep.
Wow.
Could have named it Chud. That's worse.
Whoa.
That is kind of bad.
I think you pronounce that word Chode.
Maybe.
Thank you. Oh, I made Matt Thomas giggle, like right out loud.
You make me laugh all the time,
oh,
Susie.
Excellent. That's great. Proud of myself.
Wow. So like I said, when we kicked the show off was like, this is a weird night because we had to throw it all together real quick.
Yes.
Because everybody canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah, your guests and stubs.
And you guys showed up, so I'm thankful for you guys showing up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Luckily, we've got that group chat and you can be like, SOS,
yes,
I need y'all.
Call it to the bullpen.
Yeah,
that's
the
what
bullpen.
You call it.
Call it to the bullpen. But I was going to get into some stuff with Matt, with Stubbs, about Omicron. But I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I want to talk to y'all about something. Because both y'all think on a different level.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Have you heard about these sky trumpets going off again?
Are you talking about the air raid sirens or
this
emergency
weird,
weather sirens?
No, it's a weird phenomenon that happens around the world. It's happened all over the world if you can look it up. But
sky trumpets.
This guy in Colorado recorded some video.
Okay.
And he's just out there And all it is, there's no scientific reason for this whatsoever. Okay. Okay? And I'm going to play the video.
Okay.
You'll be able to hear it.
Okay.
Okay.
Like I said, he's outside. He's in the mountains. And let's see. Turn this on up. And here you go. Now, hold on. You can kind of hear him, but hold on.
Yeah.
What on earth? And he's out in the middle of nowhere by himself.
What do you think?
I'm thinking, I envision like a whole bunch of metal tubes and like metal sheets being waved back and forth and like different kinds of modulation that's making those sounds. That's what I envision. But as far as what it's actually making that, not a clue.
It sounds like the power plant by my house.
Oh. So it's like there's videos of this all over the globe, from the middle of the desert to the middle of the mountains to the middle of the Arctic plains.
Dude, that's awesome.
Of these weird sounds. And, you know, there's a lot of people that have said, you know, like this guy, he's in Colorado. He is in a town. So a lot of people are like, it's probably a train breaking and it's just echoing through the mountains or echoing off the snow or something. Or, you know, it's wind blowing through the power lines and it's making that sound and it's echoing through the mountains and stuff. But it doesn't explain when you hear it somewhere where there's nothing.
Right, yeah. Right. Like a desert.
Like the middle of the desert. Or
a flat, like salt flat or something.
Now,
sounded too melodic to be a train wreck.
Yeah.
Not a wreck, but brakes.
Oh, okay.
Now, it's kind of like, scientifically, they can't figure out what it is. They just say it's a weird sound phenomenon that could be caused from plates rubbing. There's also low frequency ones, which I know someone that's actually heard the low frequency ones.
Okay.
And they say those are like the plates rubbing.
Oh, right.
But they don't know why this high pitch sound, what makes it. What's going on if it's electricity in the air causing it to then echo through everything. You know, these areas where it's recorded, like I said, the desert and the plains, you know, those are long open areas where sound can
really
bounce
travel.
Off and travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some are on water.
Oh,
out
yeah.
In the middle of the ocean.
Well, that's a superconductor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's videos of like someone being on a ship in the middle of the ocean and hearing that, or a boat in the middle of the ocean.
Wow,
and
that's so
that
interesting.
There's a whole crazy YouTube rabbit hole going on, but when this happens, there's usually weird phenomenon that happens with the Earth. Like there will be earthquakes or volcanoes shortly after.
Oh, wow. So when was this one?
Tsunamis.
Or tsunamis. This was 4 days ago.
Okay.
Was when this was recorded and uploaded.
Okay.
But you can get on Reddit and look up Sky Trumpet. And it's just kind of weird. Like Shauna.
Yes.
She said she used to hear them in the mountains all the time.
And she lived in Colorado.
She lived in Colorado, but she's like...
Used to.
It wasn't in the city. It was out in the middle of nowhere. Like in the city, they get...
Well, and then like that's what that guy was out in the middle of nowhere too, right?
He was like in a small little town. Like when he turned, there's like a couple of buildings there. But it wasn't anything huge. Where he's pointing is like pointing out in the middle of nowhere. Which is kind of...
I love it. I hope it's like aliens.
Have you ever seen the movie Red State?
No.
Kevin Smith's movie?
Mm-mm.
No, I never seen that one.
I won't give it away, but there's a big horn in that happens.
Hmm.
And it's pretty funny. So that's what I always think of when I hear this, is like it's some religious commune or something.
It could have been a religious commune. It could be anything.
You don't know.
Right, you don't
But
know.
It's weird that it happens in multiple places around the world.
That's so cool. And I love that.
Yeah.
That's got to be something.
Never
like,
heard of sky trumpets, huh?
No, huh?
Yeah.
The world, like the earth, like the universe.
Doesn't seem coincidental.
The universe is amazing. Like, yeah, it's totally
there's so much
amazing.
Out there that we don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cool. It's so cool that like everything comes together to make that happen in that moment in different places. You know what I mean? Like whatever it is that comes together that makes that happen.
So to go to continue on what, you know, maybe it's aliens.
Could aliens. Be. It could be.
Aliens.
We can't be the only ones out in the universe.
Now, octopuses, crabs,
octopi.
And lobsters.
Octopi.
This isn't a publication, so it's octopuses. Okay. I thought it was octopi, too.
Okay, so them crabs and lobsters.
Octopuses, crabs, and lobsters are to be recognized as
sentient
beings.
Yes.
Under UK law.
Yes.
Under UK law?
Yeah, I had this in last week's show. But
so does that mean they have
it.
The same rights as human beings?
Basically.
Basically, pretty much, they cannot be killed inhumanely.
Oh, okay.
So they can't be boiled alive or, you know, it has to be, they can't be kept for pets or livestock. They are protected as wild animals, sentient beings. And it says in here, where's it at?
So does that mean they
no
have to?
No declawing, nicking, eye stalk, ablation.
Well, that's interesting.
And you can't, no live boiling without stunning.
Oh, okay.
I was about to ask if that meant this new law was going to give him the lethal injection. That's the only way they can kill.
They cannot be slaughtered under extreme methods.
Okay.
So, they're considered sentient beings, which a lot of people think that octopus are not of this world.
Dude.
There's a whole community that are like, they came from a different planet.
Well, and I think you showed me the videos of like the octopi and like the cuttlefish. The cuttlefish, like actually changing, obviously, their spots and stuff. Like, they blend in perfectly. And then being able to kind of change their form. And I was, that was freaky.
Well, it's crazy how smart they are. Like, I was
watching
a video earlier of this guy caught one. And he released it. He caught it in a net. He released it and he threw it on his, just on the floor of the boat.
Uh-huh.
And it started just walking away and found a little bitty hole on the side, like
drain
hole.
Yeah.
And it worked its gigantic body through this giant drain hole out the boat. Like it saw it as it crawled along. It's like it's crawling one way and like sees it and is like, oh, here's a way out.
Yeah.
And it's like something a human would do. Like, you know, I'm running down the street and I see a door I can exit and hide in, you know.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it did, was it was going one way and turned and went to this hole and was like, and was smart enough to see through that hole that, oh, that's the ocean out there.
Yeah. Did you ever watch My Teacher Octopus?
I've watched part of it.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. The whole show is so excellent.
I don't want to get upset.
No, you won't get upset.
Is it a documentary or is it fictional?
A documentary.
I heard it makes you cry at the end of it.
Oh, well, yeah, it makes you cry, but it doesn't upset you.
Yeah,
it's a good cry.
I don't cry.
Yeah, it's not upsetting.
Well, does it have 8 parts? Stupid joke, sorry.
Come on.
But it, like, watching them work their way.
They're amazing. With, I don't like know about lobsters and crabs, but octopi are.
Like the cookies and jar, like the jars, like opening them up, figuring out how to open a jar.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They're crazy.
They're crazy smart.
They're crazy smart.
Yeah.
I got to play with one in my life.
Man.
In the wild, in Cozumel.
Oh, that's
cool.
And
was blown away.
That's super cool.
By how cool it was, because it would come up and it kind of wrap, and I was like, this thing's going to suck and grab onto us. No, it don't.
No, they don't care about you.
They don't care. They just want to, they're like,
They're testing you out. Like, what are you?
Yeah, and they explore.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're not trying to eat you or anything. They're just exploring and feeling around. And
like a shark. Yeah, those things eat you.
Well, that's why, that's why they eject tink, too, as a self-defense mechanism.
Oh,
if they feel like they're being attacked.
Yeah.
If a shark's coming at me, I inject ink too. So So yeah, I thought that was pretty badass. They're going to be sentient beings. They have to be treated well. Now, if the U.S. would get on board with this,
dude, that's pretty cool. When I was a little kid, I had a friend who went to Hawaii, and she brought me back a little pickled octopus in a jar. You know what I mean? Like a specimen. I freaked the F out. I was like, no, no, I don't want this.
I'm not a big fan. Like, there's a whole store in L.A.
Uh-huh.
Of where you LA. Can buy dead things.
Got it from the canyon in L.A.
You can buy dead things or bones.
Stuff in jars,
bones, all sorts of, like, animal parts, walrus dicks, whatever.
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
Mummified, weird things. But it's all, like... It's like a giant taxidermy place.
Ugh.
And
yeah,
you can just go
me.
In there and buy whatever you want. And I have no desire for that.
Yeah.
There's a guy that comes out to Lola's that has a bunch of pickled stuff in there. Snakes and stuff. And
pickled
sells them.
Snakes?
Oh, wait. Is it the people that, like, I got a pair of earrings that have, like, pink, not Zolamite or whatever, but they've got rattlesnake vertebrae in the earrings. Those same people have some pickled or jarred, whatever.
Yeah, jarred. We're saying they're pickled, but they're formaldehyde or whatever.
Yeah, formaldehyde.
But it's got, you know, they'll have rattlesnakes and stuff in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's cool to look at. Would I keep it on my shelf at the house?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not.
Mm-mm.
So, I don't think so.
Yeah. Not for me.
Yeah, not for me. Now to get even creepier.
Thank you, Zach. You just gave Zach's me a compliment. Yeah. Zach Zanatish.
Hey, speaking of the Beatles, you just throw that in there. I want to watch that documentary on Disney.
Yeah, Get Back. I've started watching the first part of it.
Is it badass?
It's really interesting, yes.
It's fly on the wall, right?
Yeah, hearing a lot of their famous songs come together, no pun intended. Yeah. The third part is their entire final performance where they play on the roof of Abbey Road Studios.
What I don't want to see is what I've heard is that there's a lot of, you can kind of see, it's like watching a divorce happen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay.
You can kind of see them start nitpicking and how there Paul's like all, let's stay together, guys. Little happy fun time.
No, so what John was saying when I was at the chat the other day was that Like John was in the throes of heroin addiction.
Yeah, which
Paul,
I didn't know that.
And
I heard you say that.
Had to hold the band together. If Paul wasn't holding the band together, they wouldn't have been together.
Do they make that aware that he's that deep into heroin?
No.
You just have to kind of know that that's the time period that he was deep into heroin.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter Jackson.
I'm excited to watch it too.
Yeah. Peter Jackson's really done a really good job with restoring the footage and syncing the audio from it too. There was another movie he did a couple of years ago that took either footage from World War One or World War Two that he did the same film treatment with.
Yeah.
Except he actually hired voice actors to voice the actual soldiers.
Do the Beatles get the ring back to Mulder?
Back to Mulder.
Yeah. In this.
That may be a post-credit scene. I don't know. I'm only on part one right now.
That'd been funny as shit.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm going to throw this in here.
I talked to a little bit about the Get Back documentary on my show also. So from those same sessions, there was a documentary movie called Let It Be that came out in the 70s or 80s.
I've seen Let It Be.
Yeah, which it hasn't been on video, been released on video since the 80s, so I haven't seen it. But I've read that that is actually the picture that they paint in that particular movie where there is a lot of turmoil and there is a lot of angst between the members painting the picture like, yeah, no wonder they broke up. They were fucking miserable with each other. But the footage that they from the Get Back documentary paints a completely different picture. It's much more in a positive, productive light.
Yeah, that's I don't know. I'm going to see it. I'm going to watch it. I heard it's long.
Yeah, it's a slow burn. Admittedly, the first part's, I think, an hour and 45 minutes, and I've watched it in sections over the last 3 days or so. Yeah,
that's what I hear, too, is that you can only watch it for so long, then you have to, like, turn it off for a little bit. So, yeah.
Interesting. Yep. So, scientists have made living robots that can reproduce.
Oh my gosh, this is so creepy.
I thought this was an Onion article.
This is not an Onion
article. I saw this as a headline on my news feed, and I thought it was a farce.
No. The University of Vermont, Tufts University, and Harvard University Institute for Biology and Inspired Engineering said they have teamed up and created a way for nanorobots to biologically reproduce. And they're not sure if it should be considered a robot or an organism. But they used frog cells to get these puppies to reproduce on their own.
Ugh.
Which creeps me out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
100% creeps
I
me out.
I don't even know what to say about that.
It's terrifying is what it is.
It is terrifying.
So are we going to have cyber frogs jumping around everywhere or what?
Yeah, cyber frogs are going to be sentient beings. We won't be able to kill them. Yeah.
We got the gay frogs out there. And
oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
And then you teach them all to play banjo, and they go on cross-country trips to bring all their friends to get a Hollywood contract. Sorry, I was stretching there. Or was I hopping?
Where were you going? I don't even know where that was.
The Muppet movie?
Oh.
Moving right along, diggy-ding, footloose and fancy-free.
I thought you were quoting
Ready for the big time.
Splash
Is it
Mountain
ready for me?
At Disney World.
Oh.
Aren't there frogs that play banjos in that?
There probably are.
I haven't been to World Only Land.
There's not a Splash Mountain in
There's
Disneyland?
Splash Mountain at Disneyland.
If there was, I didn't go there.
Yeah. Oh.
I've only been once. Which I'm actually going to California this weekend. Did I tell you guys?
Oh, yeah.
I told
you're
going to
be
that.
On the
yeah.
Bed Files.
I am.
I love it.
I'm actually going to be in Palm Springs, which is 2 hours east, but I'm driving over there on Saturday, and they're going to have me as their guest.
I love it.
So
love
are
it,
you
love
driving
it.
Through the Salton Sea?
I don't think
so. I don't
so.
Even know where the Salton Sea is.
Does that not go through the Salton Sea?
Not, no.
God damn.
No.
Mm-hmm. I want to go there bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going
to
be
I used to go to Palm Springs on yearly.
Or Sunny Bono Town, formerly.
Yeah.
Look at you all. Look at you. I miss Palm Springs.
That's the only reason why I know about Palm Springs.
This is going to be even worse. We stayed in La Quinta. And played the golf course there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm staying at some big-ass ritzy Omni Hotel-owned resort called Las Palmas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's Shelly's, her job's. A holiday retreat for their employees, and everyone that lives out of state, they're paying for our airfare.
Damn, dude! What a holiday retreat like that!
And then you don't have to go to any parties or anything. You just get to bolt and go hang out with the Bed Files guys.
Well, I am going to go to the social gathering on Friday. I mean, they also have an open bar too, and
I love it.
And
yeah,
they have a golf course.
A
they have a spa. I'm gonna drink.
Are you gonna drink whiskey or gin?
I don't know. I haven't decided.
Ooh.
I could drink either.
Would you like some gin? Would you like some whiskey?
That's had a little bit of this already. It's not bad. It's Jefferson's bad Reserve. Yeah, but that's where I'll be going this weekend.
I don't like Jefferson, but this whiskey's pretty good.
I don't.
Jefferson is problematic.
I'm kind of disappointed in our friends in the Bed Files.
Why is
what?
That?
Why?
Well, first off, the last two episodes are depressing as shit.
Have you listened to their most recent one?
Not the one that came out today.
Yeah, I listened to it on the way here.
Is it depressing too?
No, it's okay. Not at all.
Two, they just let anybody in the studio these days.
Oh, boy. Look.
Used to be a very elite list to get in there. And now, Susie just shows up. I'm going to spend the night here. Takes
how'd,
over.
How'd you like that one?
That's pretty good.
I'm not spending the night. I'm going back to the hotel.
Yeah.
I'll drive the 2-hour trek back.
Those guys.
Because I have an early flight back on Sunday morning.
You know, that's a 2-hour trek through the desert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what happens out there?
It's not a bad drive.
Yeah, Josh Holm makes music. Okay.
And there's lights in the sky.
Like Aurora Borealis type of lights?
Like aliens.
Oh, okay.
Or a lot of air traffic flying into LAX. Let me have some of that Jefferson's down there.
Sure. I'll pass it over, dude.
So, yeah.
I'm jealous.
I'm jealous too.
Well, you guys have both been on their show before.
I know,
but
might never get to be on their show again.
We have to do it soon if we're going to do it. Like we have to go to California within like early 2022.
Yeah, because I know that Eric's going to be moving.
Yeah,
I'm hoping Eric's there in June because that's when the next NAMM happens. It doesn't happen in January; it happens in June. So I'll go out there for NAMM. I'll go out there and see them. And I want to do a marathon show. We just sit down and we just go and go and go until we can't go anymore.
Okay. And well, then have fun with that.
And then he has to release like 12 hours of audio.
Or you pass out in your chairs and wake up a couple hours later.
Yeah, like I did in here.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So anyway, yeah, there's sentient beings being made, replicated robots.
That's the worst. I don't like it. I don't like it, and I don't think we should do it.
Frog bots.
Frog bots. Replicating on their own. That's the part that's the worst. I mean, I guess it's not the worst. It's kind of cool, but it's scary.
Hmm.
Jesus.
Did you guys know that Mr. and Mrs. Pac-Man were the first video game characters to reproduce?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Pac-Man Jr.?
It was a very rare game.
It was a very rare game. Yeah. But you got gigantic and you ate the entire map and everything. That game was fun.
Yeah.
That game was awesome.
I know that wasn't your newsflash. Go on.
This happened just before started the show.
Okay.
Are y'all watching the Ghislaine Maxwell trial?
I thought it was Ghislaine. I'm not watching
Ghislaine.
It.
Ghislaine.
Oh, from the
Epstein's helper.
Oh, no, yeah, that's not what I was thinking.
The heiress of Rape Island, yeah.
Okay, what about her? What's going on?
Well, I guess the pilot went on trial today, or went on the stand.
The pilot.
The pilot of Epstein's airplane.
Okay.
And oh, shit.
Named Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, Prince Andrew, and Kevin Spacey as passengers.
Dude,
yeah.
Out to the island.
So
there are pictures of all of him with all of them. So
yeah, and there was someone from the pageant world that had like huge lawsuits against Trump and Epstein from the pageants, like rape and sexual assault and all this stuff. And she was paid off long enough ago that she can talk about it now.
Awesome.
Yeah. And
that is.
Yeah. So she's like naming names and talking talks. And yeah, but him and Donald Trump, and like Epstein was like the cool guy, and Trump was like braggadocious and just really felt like he could do whatever he wanted to whomever he wanted. Yeah. We were all super creepy.
I didn't mean to do it in his voice. Sorry.
There's a whole, someone went through the entire, all the flight manifest and put together a website where you can go in and look up.
Everybody who went?
Everybody who went. You can put in, it's a search engine. So if you put in Bill Clinton, straight up, was logged 26 times between February 2002 and November of 2003.
Yuck.
And it shows all the flights, how many people were on the plane, where they went, where they were going, where they were coming from, where they were going, and the dates. And let's see here. Donald Trump. Whoops, what happened? Ooh, it's already taken down. Never mind.
Whoop.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, wow.
It's in a second group of records, according to this website. But, like, is there anybody else you want to know who might have been on there? Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
Flew on there once.
He's gross.
One time.
Uh-huh.
That's enough.
There's nobody that I would be like, oh, can you look for this name? But I was also surprised at how many women went. There's lots of women who went too.
Hmm.
It wasn't just men.
What's Hillary? Did she go?
I don't know, but there's like models and stuff, and they went. But I don't think the models and stuff were like sex trafficked. They weren't part of those. They were like people who were guests.
We're going down there to have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Type thing.
And I think that was part of the cover up. Oh, it's just a party island. Look, we've got men and women in this and that. But then, you know,
so
later
when I went down there.
Like Naomi Campbell, I think, is one.
When I went down there.
What?
He was on a cruise ship. He just waved at the island as they went by.
But as we took our little excursion, the guy on the boat said, man, there's all sorts of celebrities we shuttle back and forth over there. We went right beside the island.
Right, oh, beside it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's important.
We're in St. Thomas, right? And going to St. John, and he's on Little St. John. But
is that what he calls it?
It should be Little John Island.
Yeah.
What? But
okay.
They said, you know, there's all sorts of celebrities that fly in, and they take them back and forth because it's a party island. Everybody goes over there and parties, and there's concerts and
that's nuts.
All sorts of crazy shit that happens over there. As far as and diddling.
I wonder how much people knew. like, if, because, you know, like, I remember going to parties, like, I know I was, like, a teenager and I was in high school, but I was completely unaware of the sordid things that were happening around me.
I went to a lot of those parties, too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I wonder if there were people who went to the island and stuff and they, like, it was a concert experience for them and that's all they knew, you know? And, like...
Well, it's also like you hear weird stories about Beyonce going to play for some sheik over in the desert somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Who has murdered millions of people, but she's unaware of it until afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like a member of the Saudi family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something weird like that.
Saudi royal family.
Yeah.
You know, there is stuff like that. I mean, I think we've all been in situations like that where we've gone somewhere and not really known what we were getting into or right. knew what was going on.
Right.
And then...
Like any time that you invite me over.
There you go.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But then you sometimes feel trapped.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can't get out of this, and, you know, what if I do try to get out of this? Are these people going to try to kill me? Mm-hmm. Are they going to, you know, now I'm on a different island in a different country. There's no way for me to get off this thing. Are they going to just, they can get rid of my body here.
Yeah. And now you know how sexual assault feels to a lot of women in this country. They can't get out. They don't know what to do. They freeze. They're like, how do I stop this from happening?
Well, you bite the balls off.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And is anybody going to believe me if I say that this person did this to me?
That's the problem right there.
Yeah.
So just put a search in the search engine, and our next story, the main guy in our next story is not in it.
Oh, okay. What's the next story?
Is it the CEO of Twitter?
Nicolas Cage.
Oh. I love him.
Not the bees.
He's my free pass.
And he is good to go. He's not in here. But it's funny. You bring that up. Jack Dorsey leaving.
Yeah, Jack Dorsey. Yeah.
Twitter.
Mm.
The first day of this trial, he leaves. The head of like CNBC steps down and retires.
Of the Giselle trial?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
And everybody's like drawing conclusions.
Gene
like
Maxwell. Yeah.
Are their names going to be pulled out?
Possibly.
Hey, my... When she got arrested, that's when my CEO stepped down. And I think, our old CEO looked like a pedophile.
Eesh.
The one that you have a grievance against?
I don't have a grievance
against. No, that's a new one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, Nicolas Cage.
Yes, what about him?
He's going to play Dracula.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
That's hot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can he be a serious Dracula?
He can be a totally serious Dracula.
I'm trying to envision this. Either that'll get scrapped just like the Superman movie he was supposed to star in.
Ooh. He's a big Superman fan.
Yeah,
I know. He named one of his kids Kal-El.
That is weird. So, the best Nicolas Cage movies.
Okay.
We were kind of talking about this with Adam when he was in town.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Oh, okay.
We did.
You have a list?
He had no idea I was such a big Nicolas Cage fan.
No, we just kind of went off the top of our heads of what he was in.
Okay.
What's your favorite Nicolas Cage movie?
Oh, shit. That's hard to say. There's one movie that he was in a couple of years ago called Mandy. I've heard it's really good. I haven't got to see it yet. It's a horror movie.
Mandy is what it's called?
Yeah.
That Mandy I've heard?
Yeah, Mandy.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, it's really hard to say. It's a toss-up between Raising Arizona and...
Face Off.
I loved Face Off.
That one was hokey. I mean, yeah, I liked it, but it wasn't my favorite.
I loved it.
Or maybe National Treasure. Yeah.
National Treasure was pretty excellent.
Yeah, one and two both were good movies.
The National Treasures are a good waste of time movie.
Oh, and another one that was underrated, Gone in 60 Seconds.
Gone in 60 Seconds?
That was a great movie.
I watched
Gone in 60 Seconds.
It was so fucking quickly forgotten because everyone's like, oh, Fast and Furious is so much better because they both came out the same fucking year.
No, I watched Gone in 60 Seconds over Fast
and Furious. Oh, hell yeah.
Me too.
Because it actually showcased American cars, not imports.
And you had Angelina Jolie with dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Kind of hot.
That might have been where I was like, I think I want dreadlocks. Was after that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of hot.
I've actually never seen Wicker Man.
You've never seen Wicker Man?
Not the original with Christopher Lee or the 2003 one with Nick Cage with The infamous Not the Bees scene.
Okay. So my favorite...
Not the Bees.
Oh.
My favorite...
I have another one.
...is Valley Girl. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I watched that for the first time about a year ago.
Did
that movie
you?
Has not aged well
oh,
at all.
Oh, no. That's it so funny. Bad. And then...
But you got to see Dottie's tits, though. Dottie from Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, that's...
Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
And oh, yeah, I loved...
E.G. Daily. Yeah, Elizabeth Daly.
Raising Arizona, of course. Uh-huh. And let's see. I'm looking here.
I just thought of another
Matchstick
one.
Men, excellent.
Never seen that.
I watched Snake Eyes the other day.
Snake Eyes, excellent. I
doesn't
liked it.
Doesn't hold up. Doesn't hold up.
City of Angels.
City of Angels, also good. Meg Ryan's fantastic.
The reason
8
I hate
millimeter.
The Google Dolls. 8mm, that movie is fucked up.
Yeah.
Dustin's favorite, Wild at Heart.
Wild at Heart
yeah.
is up there, yeah.
I mean, that's a David Lynch movie, too.
Yep, yeah. It's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Did y'all watch Season of the Witch?
No.
No.
Okay.
Also never seen Honeymoon in Vegas.
And Moonstruck, excellent. Honeymoon in Vegas, excellent.
Honeymoon in Vegas, pretty good.
Con Air. Yeah.
Con Air. I liked Con Air.
I liked Con Air. There was a good people in
yeah.
there. It was stupid. But Con Air was what about?
The Croods.
Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass.
Oh, yeah, he was in that. I the didn't... first one. Yeah.
He's in Kick-Ass.
There's another move. Willy's Wonderland. Have you guys seen that? The one where he's...
It plays
he's
on.
Fighting
it
animatronics
plays on loop at the chat room.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't
yeah.
seen it yet.
Family Man, excellent.
It's also on Hulu.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
Oh yeah, he was the original Ghost
hey,
Rider.
Hey, come
yeah.
on, don't that.
Yeah.
Pig.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, pig.
Yeah, you.
So yeah. Mm. Oh, he was
leaving
into,
Las Vegas
he was into the Spideyverse.
Even though it's depressing.
That's right. He was the Spider-Man Noir. Yeah.
Nice.
He was the voice of him. That's
I love
right.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
That was a good movie too.
Yeah. Vampire's Kiss. Excellent.
I've never seen Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh, that was that stupid ass fucking straight to digital media that came out like a year ago.
Yeah.
And it really literally had nothing to do with jiu-jitsu looking at the previews of it. Seriously.
Adaptation was good. Adaptation
oh, yeah,
was
Adaptation
good.
Was
oh,
really
yeah,
good.
That was a Charlie Kaufman yeah. movie. Yeah, that's yeah. right. That movie was weird. It was good, though. Yeah, I forgot was. About that one. Where he plays his own twin. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was the World Trade Center movie drove me nuts with his little mustache.
I didn't watch that one.
Where he gets trapped and dies. Spoiler.
Spoiler.
If you don't know what happened,
spoiler
a building
alert.
Fell on 9/11. Two buildings fell on 9/11 with firefighters in them. He plays a firefighter that went in the building. Spoiler.
No.
So, yeah. Anyway, he's going to play Dracula.
I'm happy about this.
I just hope you can play it well.
Yeah, stop. Me too.
Look.
He didn't do his weird shaking thing.
He just does.
Is his uncle directing it? You know who his uncle is, right?
Yeah, Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah.
Didn't Francis Coppola. Ford Coppola. Who did Dracula?
Bram Stoker's Dracula. Oh, yeah, it was Francis Ford Coppola. That's right.
Bram Stoker's, yeah.
Ooh.
Going to say not the Christopher Lee. That was Hammer Films.
Man, did you go...
Which was a,
and watch that in the theater. Bram Stoker's Dracula came out. I saw it the day it came out. People had fingernails.
Oh, yeah. And that was a good one. That was really good. Hey, good. Look, it's trash pockets.
Oh, hey.
Yep, adaptation is the answer to this question, is what he said. All right.
Where are we at? Saturday.
Say what?
So.
Yes.
We've reached the music portion of this show.
Okie dokie. Oh, yeah. He was in Fast Times at Ridgemont.
A very brief cameo.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, he
actually
was.
Credited with his true last name, Coppola.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Nick Coppola, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not Nicholas. It's Nick. Yep. So, you want to go national, international, or local first?
Let's do international first.
And then make our way down?
Yeah,
we'll get closer and tighter.
Yeah, let's do it. Closer and tighter. Hot.
So I sent this story to you and Jess.
Airtight?
So hot.
We're going to make Susie airtight.
Yum.
That's a joke from Saturday.
She said, yum.
That's a joke from Saturday. Who are you making airtight on Saturday?
I don't want to. They'll have to listen to his 0.5.
What?
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
What was this airtight joke on Saturday?
That's about a good question.
The chick that we were messing with at the Townsfall pub.
What?
Wow.
You guys were the ones that were saying this stuff about her.
One
it
lie.
Wasn't me. Oh, well, it must have been Stubbs then.
That man sitting right over there.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. The plot thickens.
I thought that was revealed on the 0.5 too.
Wow.
It probably was. You got to go find the 0.5.
Yeah.
It wasn't talked about on the 0.5 because I think I would have asked questions.
Okay.
Go
sorry.
Ahead.
Yeah, so international music.
International news.
So I sent this story to you and Jeff because I thought it was hilarious.
Okay.
And I was thinking of the scenarios in which it would happen here.
Okay.
And be hilarious.
Okay.
A band, an Oasis tribute band called Noasis.
Oh, yeah.
Was performing on Friday in Yorkshire, England at the Tan Hill Inn and Pub.
Yorkshire.
When a snowstorm, a severe snowstorm blew in. Leaving 3 to 5 feet snow drifts outside of the building to where no one could leave.
So it really did become an oasis at that point because no one could leave.
So here is my question. Like, how are they brushing their teeth? Where did they get all the bedding? Because there's like pictures of people sleeping with, you know, like they're all like, it's almost like playtime, you know, where everybody got their mats out and they took a nap on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, where did all this bedding come from? But then I figured out it was an inn.
I was going to say, you want to see the picture of the place? It's pretty big.
Like yeah. No, I saw the picture of the building, and then I realized that the article said it wasn't in, and I was like, oh, no wonder they had everything people might need.
Yeah,
for 3 days they were snowed in.
3 days they were snowed in.
That's pretty freaking rad.
Into a bar.
That would be awesome. That would be so. I can't come to work
great.
Today.
It
snowed
would be
in
so
at a bar. Yeah.
It took them three Shit. Days to get the snow plows in there. Can you imagine being snowed in 3 days at Lola's?
Oh, hell no.
I was snowed in at the Palladium one time for a Flaming Lips show. I was there and it started snowing. And then we were there for a while till they cleared the roads. And what's his name? Wayne Coyne?
Wayne Coyne's
he was like, vocals. I guess we're all just here for the night. And I was like, rad.
Yeah, well, they had a tour bus to go back to.
Radical.
You really had to wait till the roads were cleared? It was that
bad? Not for long.
Oh, okay.
I was home that night. Yeah.
It started snowing at, we went to Granada one night for Dillinger Escape Plan. And it started snowing. And when we came out, there was a good like 1 to 2 inches on the ground and had to drive home in that. Just took time, you know, real slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's best thing you can do. Holy crap.
Yeah.
That was pretty crazy.
It was magical. Magical that night with the Flaming Lips. I'm not even just because I'm a huge Wayne Coyne fan.
I've been at Lola's when it started snowing and everybody went outside and stood on the patio.
Oh, that's cool.
I think the last time I went, there was enough snow on one of the picnic tables that Richard laid down and made a snow angel on it.
I miss you, Richard.
And then I've been at a strip club when it started snowing.
Mm-hmm.
And all the strippers ran outside. And started playing in the snow, and everybody there that was there to be a patron of the place was just sitting inside like, what do we do, guys? There's no one in here anymore. They all ran outside, so then we ran outside too.
Okay.
Yeah, and played in the snow.
Okay.
And that was fun.
That sounds like That's a lot fun. Of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't really. It's more like, okay, well, time to go. This is neat.
Neat.
But yeah, they were snowed in for 3 days, you know, and they it says that they took quizzes, watched movies, and sang karaoke.
I love it.
Some of the patrons were drinking beer to keep themselves occupied, but maintained no one was getting loud and drunk because they wanted to be respectful of each other. Several of the patrons already had rooms at the inn or had motorhomes outside. Those remaining slept in the lounge, on the floor, elsewhere, with blankets and pillows provided by the inn.
That's awesome.
That would be the problem.
That
if
is
got
cool.
snowed in like at mass, it'd be like, there's no goddamn pillows in here.
No. No, you would be.
No
you
it,
no, nothing. Somebody would get the couch. Oh, wait, not at Mass. At Lola's.
At Lola's, someone would get the couch.
Someone would get the couch.
Yeah.
We'd have to eat someone.
You immediately look at me.
No
hey,
food.
Hold on. Hold on. If we were at Lola's, maybe the elote truck would be there and there would be some food.
Yeah.
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 Any other venue around here, you'd have to eat someone.
That, yeah, probably.
We'd have to kill them and eat them.
Yeah. However, if we were snowed in at Mass, we could break into the Four Sisters restaurant across the street.
And then there's Tulips.
Tulips.
How long could you survive by eating Four Sisters, though?
Oh, quite a while, yeah. I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah. They go
start at least
with,
a week.
Start with the lean muscle and work your way to the fatty stuff.
Mm-hmm. Although, by tradition, Vietnamese women are pretty small and skinny. You know, they're pretty tight.
Yeah, they're pretty lean.
Pretty lean.
So it's mostly lean muscle mass?
It'd be
mass?
Lean muscle mass. So.
Okay. I mean, that's good protein, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to really think this out.
Yeah, we would. Who'd go first?
Well, this place always has been a think tank.
Who'd go first? We'd Thomas. Out. Meeting you first. You got to be sweet meat.
Well.
We're going to kill Thomas first.
Yeah.
Well, you looked right at me after you said it, so I knew you were going to say my name first.
What's national news?
Let's talk about some other Brits.
Oh, okay.
Royal Blood.
Yes, they announced their U.S. tour dates today, and they're coming to Dallas in May.
May 13th. They'll be at the Southside Ballroom.
Southside Ballroom, which we were just at a couple days ago.
I'm all in for that.
Yeah, me too. For most of their older stuff. Honestly, Typhoons was not my favorite album by then.
It's not my favorite album either. But
they only had like one or two bangers.
I'm excited to go check that out. Mm-hmm. If it's as good as when I saw them at House of Blues... It'll be a fun show.
Yeah, and they canceled their Dallas tour in 2018 because I had tickets to it because Mike Kerr came down with upper respiratory infection, and he couldn't sing.
Or
didn't
was
even
it
reschedule.
Early COVID.
Might have been early
no,
COVID.
No, this is 2018.
Might have been early COVID.
Could have been early COVID.
Maybe nobody knew.
I don't think they've ever done a tour of China, though.
That doesn't mean that China didn't release something on them.
True. Then another Brit, Adele.
Oh, I thought this was going to be the national news, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of national.
Right.
But she's a Brit. She's going to mm-hmm. be... She lives here now.
Yep.
Oh, does she? I didn't know that.
She lives in California. She lives in L.A.
L.A.
Her son goes to private school.
Her son goes to a PS something another.
And I bet her son has a PS5, too.
That's the reason
why she... One of the few people that have one.
Why she and Dustin will never get together.
Yeah. She will never come to Texas because her son's in private school in California, and she has to take care of her son, and that's where her romance ends. I have a whole scenario built.
Have you published this fanfic online yet?
Not yet. I've just said it
you
audibly.
Should.
So Adele is doing a 22-show residency at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
And Las Vegas.
It was pretty interesting because when the news came on to talk about it today, like the actual news was talking about it, instead of Entertainment Tonight, they brought the point up that it's smart to do this because it doesn't fatigue her.
Right. Yeah, no, she's in the same place.
Yeah.
She's in the same place every night.
Makes sense.
It's built out. She knows, you know, she doesn't have to go anywhere.
Right.
It's only on the weekends.
Yep.
So... during the week, it's, you know, she can go back home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they said when Garth Brooks was doing his Wynn residency, he would fly back and forth after every show.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. Oklahoma to Las Vegas. They had a jet for him. And so I guess his ranch has a runway on it.
I don't like that.
And he would go back and forth for every show.
I would think like, okay, if I'm in Vegas for the weekend to do my residency, good. And then I'll fly back. But between after every show, but back and forth, that's too much. I mean, although it's not a long flight. It's what, a couple of hours? Right? A
couple hours.
Yeah.
And you're direct.
It is a private plane.
A private plane. Yeah. You can drive from the strip to the private field or the private hangars.
Not far.
It's not far at all. It's like a 5-minute, 10-minute drive.
Yeah. But still.
Yeah.
I would rather just stay in Vegas for the weekend.
Yeah. He had a weird schedule, too, so I don't know if maybe he did fly out, do like two or three shows, and then fly home.
Well, and some people have like years-long residencies. Adele's is like several months.
Yeah.
And so...
It's 22 shows is all it is.
And so people could get into... You put your name on a list to get into a lottery to be able to get tickets. Right.
God damn it! What's her name?
Celine Dion.
No, there's a show on HBO Max right now. It's a comedy.
Oh.
There's six or seven shows, but she's a comedian. God damn it! I can't think of her name. Shit. The show was great. I watched it. You get to see a lot of the backside of that, of someone having a residency in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And how they're treated. Well, not really how they're treated, but how what they go through and how, like, just drive down from my house and I just go in and it's the same thing every night. I go in, I get my makeup on, I go out and do my thing, and then at night, you know, every night, it's a choice. Do I go home and rest, or do I go out and party with people, or what do I do?
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah,
like, she had done, like, thousands of shows in her residency.
Yeah.
And I can't think of what the name of the show was. It was great. It was an awesome show.
Well, that is very interesting.
And it was funny, and I was going to recommend it, but now I can't even think of what
That's okay.
it was.
So 22 Adele shows in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah. And I put in for it.
I hope you get it.
This is my chance to sit down with her and have a glass of whiskey.
Yep, sweep her off her feet.
In which she realizes I'm the most charming man from Texas. And then we have to decide if I go back to L.A. or if she comes back to Texas with me. Because I'm going to tell her L.A. is a trash pit.
Texas is better.
I need to come to Texas and hang out. And she's going to be like, I can't go to Texas because my son is in private school.
And that's where the romance ends.
And that's where it all ends.
Aww. Over before it even started.
Yep.
Courting Adele, chapter one.
That was it. Damn it. I can't think of what the name of that show was. It was so fucking good. Anybody in the chat room watch it? No one watches TV.
On HBO Max?
Yeah, it's on HBO Max.
HBO Max. Oh,
God damn it.
Look. Trash Pockets loves me. Maybe we'll get married one day.
Maybe. God damn it, I can't think of what this show's called.
I don't know.
It's all right.
It won a ton of awards, too.
Oh, great. So what else is national news?
Listen.
Linda.
There's a band called the Foo Fighters.
Oh, I know them.
Yes.
And
that guy from the Foo Fighters was the drummer for Nirvana.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he served you barbecue.
Yes.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Yes, I know them.
They were just inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Excellent.
If you want to watch a good Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, it's this year's. Because LL Cool J got in.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And
James Todd Smith.
Mm-hmm. Tina Turner got in.
Uh-huh.
And Jay-Z got in.
Mm-hmm. Sean Carter.
And Randy Rhoads got in.
Mm-hmm.
That's his real name.
Yeah, it is.
And the Foo Fighters got in. And... it's a pretty good induction ceremony.
Nice.
And it was really fun to watch them talk about things and do things and blah, blah, blah. But the Foo Fighters, they announced their 2022 tour. And guess what state doesn't have any stops?
Texas.
Yep.
What's Why? The closest state that has a stop?
Colorado?
Denver? That's not even close at all.
So... there's a bunch of backlash right now because, not really backlash, but there's a big story going out that...
Greg Abbott sucks. Fuck you, Greg Abbott, not letting us have the Foo Fighters.
We're getting close to that. Foo Fighters had to cancel a show that was originally on their list in Minneapolis because of COVID protocol.
Okay.
The venue would not comply to their... COVID protocol measures. And there's a lot of people saying that's why the Foo Fighters aren't coming to Texas is because of how lax we are with our COVID protocol and our rules and the shit that Greg Abbott has done with in the past 2 years.
Mm.
So they're not coming here.
Hey, Trash Buckus wants to know if you watched the Dave Grohl metal cover of Lisa Loeb.
I heard about that. I haven't listened to it yet.
It's pretty good, isn't it? It's pretty funny. It's pretty great.
I do love Lisa Loeb. These are my Lisa Loeb glasses.
Yeah, they are.
So Denver would be their closest stop.
Had-eye glasses.
Yep.
Denver, Colorado.
Huh.
And it's at Mile High Stadium. So well, this is the other thing.
Where the Broncos play?
Yeah. If they came here, they probably would have played AT&T.
Oh.
So I'm glad they're not coming. AT&T, or they could have played Globe Live.
It would have been too big.
Too big. Yeah. Way too big.
Globe Live, the show we missed.
So.
Oh, Metallica.
Locally. Actually, before we get into local music.
Okay.
We got to do this before I forget. And it goes something like this.
Susie Ramone.
Oh, hey. I'm here for this segment.
These are questions that people have about Fort Worth in Fort Worth that are directed at you.
Okie dokie.
Matt was the old head honcho of Fort
Obviously
Worth.
Obviously not. Woke
enough.
He
knew everything about it. And then he moved to Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
So then we had to stop the segment.
Yes.
But now we can start it back up. He moved back.
Yeah, he lives in Arlington now.
Still not Fort Worth. I live in Fort Worth.
But he's in Tarrant County.
And I am Fort Worth famous.
But you do live in Fort Worth. You are Fort Worth famous. So
mm-hmm.
There's a few questions we have here.
Okay.
Zoran 15 asks, where can one get a booster shot for COVID?
You can get a booster shot for COVID at any local CVS or Walgreens. You just go online to their website and you make an appointment.
Okay. Simi Samsonite asked, I'm out jogging. Can I cross U.S. Highway 377 on foot?
Well, you can. It's probably not the best. I guess it really depends where on 377 you're out jogging. If you're in Keller, don't do it.
Okay. Cat1Weeks asked, fast and good quality cleaners or alterations?
Oh, dry cleaners or alterations.
Yes.
I'm not bougie enough to take my clothes to a dry cleaner or get them altered. I probably should, but my friend Mary does it, so I go to her.
Is Kel Cleaners still open on 26?
Kel Cleaners was pretty good. Yeah. That would be a good spot. I like that.
Okay. Good choice.
Let's see here. I'm looking here. Looking for an RV technician.
Ooh, okay.
That's it.
Oh, looking for an RV technician. The only one I know is up in Denton. His name's Andy.
Uh-huh.
And you can find him by looking up Andy in Denton, RV guy.
That's pretty good. That was from Apprehensive Camel.
Sorry, Apprehensive Camel, that I couldn't be of more assistance. If you go to www.thespectacle.com and send them a question, they can get you in touch with Andy. He was their drummer.
Okay, so I hope maybe Trash Pockets can help out with this in the chat room.
Okay.
And you can too.
Oh, me and Trash Pockets together? Okay.
The moral of the story asks this question.
Okay.
Looking for stew meat and cheese burritos in Fort Worth.
Stewed meat and cheese burritos. Oh, go to is it Ciencia? Oh shoot. Those are burrito tacos.
Yes.
Right?
Let's see here. Guisada burritos.
Oh, guisada.
Yeah.
Okay, hold
guisada.
On. Guisada
burritos.
Shoot.
He's from West Texas, and there's a place called Jam Burrito that serves these stew meat and cheese burritos, and he wants one here in Fort Worth.
Mm.
He's been craving it for weeks. Don't let him down.
Don't let me down.
Okay, hold on. Just 1 second. I need to remember the name of it, really. It's on Belknap.
Uh-huh.
And, shoot. What is it called? I'm going to let you down. I want to say it's Ciencia, but I know that's not it. This says JJ's Taco Shop in Hearst has it.
Trash Bucket said El Tejas on 377.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, thank you so much, Trash Pockets.
El Tejas does. All right, we got a couple more here.
Okay.
Ashley or whatever asks, resources for at-risk homeless.
Resources for at-risk homeless. There's lots in Tarrant County. Really, you would just have to Google it and see.
What kind of resources there are?
Uh-huh. Okay. There's like an Angel Kitchen and all sorts. There's lots. They can help you like pay your rent or whatever, pay your utilities, anything that you need to help get you through.
Humanitarian services.
Yeah.
Humanitarian relief.
I've had a lot of this whiskey, so I can't think straight.
I mean, I'm laughing because I was looking at the person who sent in the next question. It's very coincidental. In Coppola, 27 asks.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
Where's a good Christmas tree farm?
Dude, Texas does not have good Christmas tree farms.
All mine are fake.
I have searched for years for a Christmas tree farm in Texas, and I've actually thought about making one. But pine trees, you would have to go to the piney woods part of Texas. Like maybe Tyler might have one, but I have yet to find. I've like searched all of Texas for a Christmas tree farm and cannot find one.
Cole Hamm 24 asks, there's tons of police cars backing up 121. Do you know what it's all about?
There was a Niall. He had his sign out. He was out there holding it up and it caused a backup. Sorry.
That's 820, not 121.
I was making a joke. I
know. Yeah, 183 did have a accident or something on the way here. The only reason why I missed is because I took the express lane.
Look at you in the express lane. Good job.
Yeah.
Okay.
I drove from Plano.
We got three questions left. I Am Not Steven asks, great. What
Boswell?
Are you then? Are there any food plating classes in DFW?
Food wedding?
Plating.
Food plating classes in DFW.
Have you ever seen any in Fort Worth?
I have. There's a market that is in downtown. Dang this whiskey. I'm totally blanking on the name of it. But they do prep classes, and they show food plating and how to make it all pretty and how to do charcuterie boards and all that kind of stuff.
I made one of those before. Charcuterie board.
Nice.
I'll show you in a second.
Okie dokie.
All right. Any fun art, or this is from one Tempe, any fun art and drinking classes in Fort Worth? Well, isn't there that?
Absolutely not. There are no fun art and drinking classes in Fort Worth. Look elsewhere.
I was going to say, didn't your kids go to one a couple months ago?
That wine and paint.
Oh, yeah,
paint
yeah.
By number and wine.
Yeah,
there's one of those in Bedford, too.
Yeah, you know, there's lots of those everywhere.
And doesn't our friend Trista also do those?
It was Neighbor's Grocery. Thank you so much, Jen Smith. Neighbor's Grocery does those classes. No, there are no fun art and drinking classes in Fort Worth unless you want to go to the Paint by Numbers one. What's it called? Art, drink, wine, whatever it is. Yeah, I've been to one of those before, and that was really fun. I did drink and do art. I finger painted. It was great.
Did you smash your boobs against the canvas?
No, I was with my CEO of my company. He was like, why aren't you painting with a twist? That's it. Jen Smith. She's like coming through in spades. This is why we're best friends.
Yeah. So y'all are, you're finger painting.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't just whip out and go, wait till I get nipple painted.
No. Nobody was like, why aren't you painting like with the brush? Like, what's going on here? And I was all, there's nothing that says I have to use the utensils they give me. I don't even have to use the paints they give me. I just mash them all together. Put a handprint on there.
That is true. And last but not least, by Labsy, are there any good lap pools in the area?
Lap pools in the area. Your local YMCA should have a lap pool.
So when you're on Reddit and you look up Fort Worth, a bunch of other Fort Worth subreddits pop up.
Whoop.
So there's the main Fort Worth one, but then there's Fort Worth Swingers, Fort Worth hookup Fort Worth seeking for.
Shush.
So I clicked on the wrong one.
Uh-oh.
Instead of hitting Fort Worth.
What did you find, Dustin?
I hit Fort Worth hookup. Come look at this.
Wait, wait, let me see. Let me see.
No, I don't know if you want to.
Oh.
Oh my good Lord.
That's all it is.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Oh my God. Hey, Eric Peterson, we're dick picking over here.
It's just that someone put that in.
It's right gone.
Yeah, don't put in Fort. Don't accidentally click on the wrong Fort Worth.
Hey, Trash Pocket says NRH has a sweet indoor aquatic center with a lap pool. Nice.
They do have a nice indoor cool.
Keller aquatic. Does too, but Fort no, Worth.
Sweet car
in,
thing.
In particular. Yeah, no, I don't. Wow. Those were some massive penises. Oh my gosh. Or are they peni?
Are they peni?
I don't know. What's the multiple? What's the plural of penis?
I thought it was penises.
Peni.
They were kind of pretty. That one was huge, though. Jesus Christ.
Painful. Painfully big. All right.
Wow.
So now we get down to local.
What was that under? Fort Worth what?
some Fort Worth subreddit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what was the subreddit called?
You're
Fort Worth what?
Hookups. You're going to go scrolling through it tonight?
Nice. Yeah. It's like Tinder, but better.
These guys are looking for... I mean, come
some
on.
Some cookie.
If a guy is posting something on Reddit,
uh-huh.
an image of his thing,
uh-huh.
red flag or deal breaker?
Depends on what you're looking for. If I was going to be in a relationship with somebody and I found their picture on a hookup Reddit thing, I would probably that would be a deal breaker.
What if you're looking for someone? Are you going to go on there looking and be like...
No.
Well, that's a massive dong. I got to give him a call.
I mean, possibly. Who doesn't want a massive dong in their life? No, probably not. Not
who doesn't like a long dick? Time code.
That's kind of my thing. Gold. This show's gold.
That was my last song I did for you guys, remember?
Yeah.
Except Shauna said it.
I'm going to have to chop Shauna a lot of this show up.
Yeah. No, that would be a deal breaker for sure.
Like you're, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no one normal goes looking on Reddit for someone in one of these hookup groups and like, you know what? I'm going to hook up with this guy that just...
But you know
the
what?
Only lots thing of, I've seen is his penis.
But lots of normal people do that. You're saying no one normal does, but normal people do anonymous hookups all the time because that's all that they can handle.
Oh, yeah. I guess so.
You know what I mean? They're like, I can't handle anything more than just, you know, I want to bang... And that's it. Don't save that one.
It's too late. I want to bang, and that's it. But that, yeah, I mean, it's weird.
It is weird. It's weird for people who, like, you know, there are lots of people who are able to separate, like, sex and love. You know what I mean? Like, they are two very different things. However, most people...
Can't.
No. Yeah. Yeah. And they're deeply, solely connected to the person that they're having sex with. What was that thing that Ivy said? Soul kissing.
Yeah. They're soul,
they're
kiss.
Soul kissing. Yeah.
You want a soul kiss?
Yeah. Soul kiss.
My dick.
Jesus Christ. Deep throat that.
Do you want to soul kiss my asshole?
Whoa.
Whoop.
That was a good whoop.
Truffle butter.
Whoop. Truffle butter? I don't even know what that is. I don't want to know.
Then you don't listen to enough Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't listen to a lot of Nicki Minaj at all.
Whip that ass up with some truffle butter.
Ew. No, thank you.
Dive right in.
No. No. Trash pockets. We're never doing that.
Nine.
All right. So this weekend, local music. We made it to localness.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Friday night, there are two massive shows happening.
Ooh, one of them is at Tulips, and I have been invited to it. personally.
Yes. Driving slow motion, refinery, Mount OSO, and Megan Elaine. They made this all weird.
Huh.
Are playing Tulips.
Nice.
And if you haven't seen Driving Slow Motion, they're freaking great.
Amazing. That's a good
band. Yeah, I've never seen them.
Oh, they're amazing.
Instrumental.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Post-rock instrumental, and they're really good.
Like, This Will Destroy
really
You?
Really good. Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
I'll right dig that. Alley.
Yeah, you will really definitely good. Dig them. They're really good.
Then, over at Mass.
Ugh, this one's killing me.
You have Cool Jacket, Sir Duda, which is the Total Distortion album release party.
Nice. Love.
And then Fit headlining.
Have you not seen Fit the band?
No, because they've only played one show, haven't they?
No.
They play like 8 shows now.
Okay.
I've seen.
Because I remember when they were guests here before their first show.
And yeah.
After that gig, I haven't heard any more about
that
them.
That wasn't before their first show.
Oh, I
no,
thought
it
was.
No, it was after their first show.
That was like their
fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it was after their fifth show because I had attended four.
Four of the five.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only one that you missed was the first one, right?
No, we were at the first one.
Oh, we were at the first one.
That's
it must
the
have
one
been the
where
second
I was just
one.
Like, oh,
oh
my
yeah, you didn't
God.
Even pick up your camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just stood there in the middle of the room going, whoa.
So depending on what time Fit plays and depending on what time Driving Slow Motion plays, I might be hitting up 2 shows on Friday.
Just flying up and down Main Street as fast as you can.
Yeah. 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 I was invited to go camping this weekend. And things didn't work out. I'm going to get to go all day Saturday out to the state park that the camping excursion is happening at.
Mm-hmm.
But that does leave my Friday night open to go to a show. So I'm definitely going to see Driving Slow Motion.
I got invited on this camping excursion too.
You sure did.
And I just can't do it.
Nope.
I have too much stuff booked.
Yeah.
I have photos and stars.
I have got.
I'm doing an engagement shoot.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be one of the most difficult I've ever had to do, probably.
Yeah.
I didn't think you still did those.
Yeah.
Oh.
I still do engagement shoots. I still shoot anything.
I thought that you were... Didn't he go to Austin with you guys for that engagement shoot?
Yeah. You were in Austin when I shot an engagement shoot.
That's right.
Why weren't you there for that, like in that weird trippy art exhibit?
I wasn't assisting him. The Lord was, and Stubbs and Jeremy and I went
there.
Elsewhere. Yeah,
okay.
I was there.
So,
yes, I have to do one, or we're doing, I don't have to do it. We're doing a engagement shoot under the stars, and it's a pitch black weekend.
Oh, no moon.
No
new
moon.
Moon.
New moon.
Yeah. So my kids, decorating the Christmas tree is a very big tradition in my house. Uh-huh. As everybody has gotten older, it's gotten a little bit more difficult to coordinate when we're doing this because it has to be after Katie's birthday, but I really want it to be the first weekend of December.
Well, at least you're not one of those ones that put stuff up after Halloween.
No, Christmas lights
were showing up after Halloween around here.
I wait until Thanksgiving or the day after to start
it's very
decorating.
Weird.
Yeah,
very
and my strange. my neighborhood all waited until the weekend after Thanksgiving to start putting up their Halloween stuff.
Their
Christmas stuff.
Shelly's mom starts in October.
Damn, dude. Well, Shelly's mom has got like Christmas explodes at her house.
Yeah, she puts the Griswolds to shame.
It's real nuts.
He's seen pictures, yeah.
Yeah. I've seen pictures.
Yeah.
I've seen when Shelly goes down there.
Yeah, like, I know you have. Crazy. I was just saying, Dustin's seen those pictures too.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty out of control.
Yeah.
So what else
that
do
will
you have,
never be us.
Local? Anything else?
I have something you can all start putting on your reservations if you don't have anything to do New Year's Eve.
Okay.
New Year's Eve.
Is this an official announcement?
This is an official announcement of New Year's Eve at Mass. That's Maine at Southside, not some Catholic place like my therapist once thought.
Yes.
That we were going to a Catholic meeting. Maine at Southside, New Year's Eve. You've got King Clam.
Shut up.
And the Wallets. Sorry. Go on.
Bruce Magnus.
My neighbors.
Drifter's Atlas.
Don't know. Never heard of them.
Heavy Days.
Oh, I like Heavy Days.
I've heard of them.
And Uncle Toasty.
Woo! Uncle Toasty.
This will be...
Featuring yourself.
Yes.
And Mike Serdell
on bass.
A lot of people were saying you need to put in a. We needed another show before the album release, so this will be show number two, New Year's Eve.
Nice.
Can I make an announcement?
Yeah.
You're gay.
No. Also local music related.
Oh.
The day after, January 1st, recording begins for the Jet Noise 4-song EP.
Where y'all recording at?
At the Dungeon at Castle Fujiwa.
Woo! Nice. I like it. Yep. I love it.
Drum tracks will be recorded January 1st.
More of it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay, so is the order that you just gave the order of the musicians on New Year's Eve?
So that's what's written?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's exactly how it's going to go down.
Because, I mean, like, when is that going to start? That's fairly early. Because that's a lot of people.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting.
I don't know all the details yet. I just know that most of that is locked in.
Uh-huh.
It could change, but that's the way it's looking right now. I do know that it will be the second Uncle Toasty show for sure.
Awesome.
So, and that will probably, I'm not going to go all the way out, but that may be the last time you see us until the album release.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's understood. That's 3 yeah. months. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5-6 months was a little long, but yeah.
Yeah.
Then you wait till the record's out in March, April.
I am looking forward to this. We hinted at it on my show. We hinted that you should be at Mass on New Year's Eve. So well, now we know. Now we can talk about it.
And then there's a big festival being put together for April at Mass. Two stages, inside and out. A killer lineup that's being put together, but I don't think it can be talked about just yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should be good. But keep an eye out for it, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. Once it's can be talked about, mm-hmm. we'll talk about it in here.
Awesome.
Can't wait.
Yeah. That's what we're doing.
Fuck yeah, man.
So if you don't have any New Year's Eve plans or, you know, you just don't like anybody, don't want to spend any time with anyone, and just want to watch some rock music, come on up. Or if you do have a special secret someone, bring them.
Nice. I do have a special secret someone.
You can bring them. Is it this guy that I just saw on Fort Worth Hookups?
Possibly. You'll never know.
Come on. There's nothing appeasing about that.
Appealing?
Either.
I don't know. One of those penises looked familiar.
Thomas? You put your penis on Reddit again?
Nope.
When would I have ever seen Thomas's penis? Never.
You want to know if you saw it anyway?
Exactly. Because I've never seen his penis.
It's like a ghost penis.
It's like a ghost penis. It could be there. It's Schrodinger's penis.
Yeah.
Schrodinger's penis.
I made him laugh again, everybody. Good job, Susie.
You make me laugh all the time. You make it seem like you're not a funny person to me. That's total bullshit. You're adorable.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, guys, for coming out and filling in. Hopefully.
Thanks for having us.
Matt doesn't get sucked into a torrid love affair with Lil Nas X.
One could only hope, really, that he would get sucked into a torrid affair with Lil Nas X.
One could only hope.
Hopefully he's having fun at the Jingle Ball.
That's what he calls Lil Nas X. Come here, Jingle Ball.
Come here, little Jingle Ball.
Come on.
That's racist.
Why?
I don't know.
God damn it.
Maybe he calls Matt his little jingle ball.
Probably.
What?
Yeah. He jingles his balls and is like, hey, baby.
Hey, you, little jingle ball, come on over here.
I'll jingle your balls.
I'll jingle your balls, yo. Anyway, all right,
Don't save that one either. Thank you.
Thank you.
I haven't even had time to put together a
Jeffrey Lord
song
says the
recently.
More I drink, the more that happens.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Hardcore California. The hardcore California comes out. Thank you.
I'm almost done.
Is that just one glass?
Yeah.
Damn.
Right?
Lush.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Drinking it all up.
You had more than one.
I did have more than one.
Yep.
Yes.
Are we just about done?
We're done.
I think we are.
Promote yourself. What do you do?
Oh, hey, you can catch me on Fort Worth Famous on all your favorite podcasting thingamajiggies.
You can find you in your nudes on Fort Worth Swingers.
Fort Worth Swingers. Or is that what it was called? Fort Worth Hookups.
Fort Worth Hookups.
Fort Worth Hookups. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You can see my naughty bits on Fort Worth Hookups. And
and your cult name is the Children of Dandelions.
Yes. And feel free to send in an application to join my cult, the Children of the Dandelions.
Hey!
You
fell off on that.
No, she didn't.
It's pretty good.
So, yeah, you can take the girl out of California, but you can't take the California out of the girl.
And you? Stupid.
All right. And you can find me on my show, RoboTuner's Insignificant Podcast, @ The RoboTuner, Facebook and on Instagram and on YouTube, and my band, The Jet Noise, @ The Jet Noise. Across both platforms.
Love it.
And you. You can still email at us at jerryjonestownmassacre@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you can call us at 682-593-JJTM.
Make sure to support our friends at 817 Coffee Roasters by buying some JJTM coffee.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up right now.
Uh-huh.
When we were going to wait till next week to bring that
oh,
up.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
It's all good. Because I don't have the bags out of here.
I bought the first bag.
Damn.
We've sold like 7 bags so far.
Nice. I like it.
And it's not even on sale yet.
So I thought they were on sale already.
They're not on sale Uh-oh. Yet.
Oh, okay.
Premature.
Sorry.
So we're going to see about... you like coffee? You like us? You like...
Nice wink.
Mm-hmm. You like wieners and coffee?
Okay.
Listen next week. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Okay.
As it's just a shot of our wieners talking about coffee. We're going to draw little smiley faces.
Oh, my God. Could you please? Could you please?
It's going to be... googly eyes and a smiley face.
Yes, you have to do this. I bet Stubbs would.
As we just point him at the camera and be like, hey, yeah. We like for you to buy some coffee.
You would be kicked off of YouTube so fast.
As you squeeze the tip, it opens the mouth. Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is perfect. Do it.
All right. So, penis coffee talk next week. All right, we're out of here.
Bye.
Rip pants.